In the morning, Gutmo Nation, and thank you for joining me once again for Just Getting By with Sir Craig and Kemslave. Hello, Kemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing this fine and just a little bit dreary Wednesday?
Dreary.
All right. You're dreary. Something out of a Edgar Allan Poe poem. Dark and dreary.
Oh, I love Edgar Allan Poe.
Weak and weary. All right, so we kind of have a quick couple shows lined up for you this rest of the week, but I thought, because this seems to be, I seem to be on an Obama bashing kick. I don't know why. I can't stand the man, but I don't know why I am focusing on him so much. It might be a complex, who knows.
I like his ties.
Yeah, he always has, you know, this isn't what I was going to talk about, but I always like it when the tie is, like, the triangle, the fat triangle tip is just over the buckle of the belt. That is the perfect length for a tie. Some people have, like, extra long ties that almost go down to your crotch. And
some people have really short ones, too.
That's right, yeah. And then, you know what really kills me is that, like, retro 70s pencil tie? That tiny, straight tie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, those fugly things.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they are fucking ugly. They're fugly, absolutely. Yeah, but Obama always has nice ties. Now, he's classless in that he never wears a jacket with his suit. And even in the Oval Office, which is a little bit unprecedented. Normally, you're a little bit more dressed up. But he doesn't seem to have that same level of decorum. But even so, I mean, he always has nice ties. So I gotta give him that. It's funny you should say that, because he does have a nice tie. But, you know, the New York Times last Sunday had this worrisome, for them, story on the front page. It was above the fold front page. Well, I shouldn't say that, but it was below the fold. And it was, this is their headline. You can go to nytimes.com and do a search for this. But their headline is, Democrats fret aloud over Obama's chances. And what they mean by that is his chances of re-election in 2012, obviously. Now, President Obama hasn't been doing too well. I talked a couple weeks ago about some pretty bad polling that was announced for him. And not only that, but he has a terrible economy, at about 9.1% unemployment, probably close to about 25% underemployment. The price of gas is still relatively high. Job creation is terrible. The real estate market is not doing too good. Consumer confidence is in the crapper. I mean, it is just, you know, level after level after level. It's just, it's all bad. It's all terrible. The economy is just, it's not turning around the way people thought it would. And that always redounds badly to the incumbent party. And even knowing the Republicans gained control of the House of Representatives in 2010, the Democrats still have the Senate, and most visually, they still have control of the White House. And President Obama is seen as an ultra-liberal Democrat politician, which he is. He is trying to get rid of that image, but he's having a very tough time doing that. So in this New York Times article, they talk about how they worry, they being the New York Times, they worry that Obama is, you know, he's kind of losing some of his mojo, and the speech he gave last Thursday didn't really help him out too much. Democrats all over the country are talking about how enthusiasm for him is only a shadow of what it once was. You know, people are really concerned that negativity towards Obama is going to drastically hurt Democrat chances to make any gains in the House or even to keep control of the Senate. It's not looking good for the president, and people in his party realize that. They mention in this article some pretty high-ranking Democrats in the House, like Pete DeFazio from, I believe, Oregon, and Elijah Cummings of Maryland, and you know, there's a lot of really liberal Democrats that are saying about how just off track Obama is politically, and this does not bode well for his chances in 2012. The New York Times is obviously quite concerned.
Yes.
So what do you have to say about this? It was an interesting story. I'd like to know what you think.
Well, if the high-ranked, well, official, like Democrats are concerned, it might mean that not many Democrats will, in the upcoming elections, will be hoping for him to campaign for them.
Yes, that was a big theme of this article, about how Democrats are distancing themselves from the man. And you can definitely see it. It used to be that in 2008, people were, you know, climbing over the backs of their fellows to get Obama to come and campaign for them. But in 2010 and in 2012, it looks like, people are running away from Obama in droves. It's really quite fascinating to see. It's very reminiscent of the relationship Republicans had to President Bush in 2006 and 2008. What goes around in politics comes around in politics. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, that Hopi Changey thing is not working out so well.
Oh, Jesus, you had to remind me of her. Oh, God. Yes. But, you know, that was one of the most insightful things she ever said, though. Obviously, she had to say it in that retard kind of Alaskan kind of idiot, phraseology. But she actually had a good point.
Kurt, you know, there's many people that listen into this stream that are from Alaska, right?
I have nothing against Alaskans. It's just that Sarah Palin puts it on. She has, like, this persona that transcends real-life Alaskans and goes to this kind of symbolic idea of what a rugged Alaskan woman sounds like. And it's very stylized and not in a good way. And that's what I meant. I mean, Alaskans, I'm sure, are very nice people. I do not mean to denigrate any Alaskans in the audience. All two people listening in on the stream.
I don't know. I think I heard your voice when the streaming of No Agenda of the Sunday's No Agenda was finished. So
really,
maybe more than two people actually listened in for at least part of our show.
Really? Ooh, this is exciting. Awesome. Huh. Well. I wonder how. Yeah, you don't distract me. Don't distract me. Well, then please email us. We haven't gotten any emails yet. I shouldn't say that, but I will anyway. Email us. Let us know that somebody is listening. Just say hi.
Or you fuck know. You.
Yeah. Or fuck you. Yeah, one or the other. I don't. I'm not picky. Preferably hi, but if it's a fuck you, then fine. I'll take it. Just so I can get an idea. But, you know, all that being said, you're absolutely right. That Hopi changey thing is just, you know, it's not working out for the Democrats because there hasn't really been a whole hell of a lot of change, and I can guarantee you that there is not a whole lot of hope on the Democrat side right now.
You're here.
Exactly. Do you have anything else to say about this?
No, that other than the fact that if this is the if this whole them distancing from him sort of foreshadows what might happen next year in November.
Absolutely, that was the whole point of this article, to talk about what happens next year. You're absolutely right. Yep. All right. So, do you have anything you want to talk about?
I normally tend towards the whole something's wrong in America theme.
Yep.
So I have another one from Tennessee this time.
All right.
Tennessee police have told a mother that she cannot allow her 10-year-old child to ride a bike to school.
Okay. Let's take this one step at a time. The child has to be, like, what, 2?
No, 10.
10? Okay, well then, the school must be in, like, an active war zone?
No. Not really, I believe it's, like, a rural area.
Well, then, there must be some justification for this, the seemingly outrageous story, isn't there? There's got to be some justification for this.
Yeah, she get this.
Okay.
She has to ride a whole 1 mile to school, which is dangerous.
1 mile.
Yes.
Riding your bike 1 mile. Not even walking 1 mile. Riding your bike 1 mile.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I did that several a lot, like over my time at going to school.
I did,
and riding my bike.
I did too, and I, you know, I had a beautiful, beautiful wooded, suburban kind of environment. And, you know, it was fun. I walked on roads, yeah, sure, but you know, it was fine. It was, looked up towards. I mean, it was held up as something that was good. For kids, to teach them a little bit of individuality, exercise. It could
Sorry,
be social.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It could be social. Yeah, no, I must be a terrible person because, you know, that's dangerous, right? We can't have that. The government has to come in and say what we can't do, right?
Well, of course. You don't know how to raise your child and how to
nope.
get him to school.
Nope. Only the government knows how to raise your child.
So, let's get away from being facetious, I'm guessing would be the correct term.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a quote-unquote busy surface street. Not a highway, but it's a very busy road. And they say how a car had to swerve out of the way from the child. It's like, truthfully, I remember my rules of the law somewhat, and you're normally supposed to allow at least a few feet different an area around the bicyclist, so that's somewhat normal.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, if you're not going to be riding in the grass because you never know what you could hit, that's not safe. But so you'll be riding on pavement, and you know, cars will tend to drive on pavement as well, so something's got to give. And since cars tend to be going a lot faster than bikes, relatively speaking, they will tend to be the ones to swerve. That is totally fine. You know, Kemsley, you and I took a trip down to Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago.
Yes.
By the way, that was the day of the earthquake. Not exactly a fun way to end the day. But it was fine up until then. But anyway, when we were trying to exit the city, it was totally in gridlock. The only people that seemed to be making any progress whatsoever were bicyclists.
Yes.
And you should have seen those people. They were riding and riding and riding, and people were swerving all over the place, and it was just. But it was fine. Now, of course, these were adults. These were not children. But the point remains that, you know, vehicles need to swerve to get around bikes, and bicyclists sometimes need to swerve to get around cars. It's just, you know, it's just what happens. When you're walking down the street, you get out of somebody's way if they're coming towards you, or they get out of your way if you're coming towards them. It depends on the situation. You know, who has more balls. I mean, But still, people need to make way for other people, and that's just how it happens. People are not always crashing into each other because you need to swerve. So swerving in and of itself doesn't signify a danger, an abnormal danger to one's safety. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just, like, agreeing with you and saying, no, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. So, this stuff is just so frustrating, isn't it?
I think it's worse, Craig.
Oh, does it? Okay, well, depress me even more.
Well, the police notified the DA's office, and that the mother in question could be potentially facing child neglect charges if she allows her daughter to ride her bike to school, because a child was struck and killed while riding a bike on the same street several years ago. So, hysteria should be now in your mind saying, oh my god, we need to save this kid, because they're going to die.
You know what, this is very much like what happens when people poo-poo storms, you know, hurricanes. Like Hurricane Irene, people were saying, well, you can't say that that wasn't a big storm, people died. People die all the time, and yes, it is tragic. It is. Accidents happen. Tragedies happen. You know, we had a well-publicized case in my hometown about maybe 12 or 15 years ago. I guess maybe 10 or 12 years ago. This kid, he was actually like an autistic special needs kid, but he was riding a bike, and he got hit and killed by an ice cream truck. It was pretty gruesome, actually. There was like some sort of like suction going on there. He was sucked underneath the van, and
holy shit!
Yeah, it was quite sad, actually. But you know, kids didn't stop riding bikes because of it.
Well, they should have, Craig.
Well, according to these idiot police officers, yes, I guess they should. You know what? I love policemen and women. And I love firefighters. I love all these people. I love the military. You will find no bigger proponent of the uniformed services than I. But police, especially in America over the past 100, maybe 50 years, have really become a lot more activist and a lot more in your face when they really should not be. And I worry the level of participation police officers have in not only the enforcement of public safety laws, but the creation of precedents. And this is the creation of a precedent, because
Craig,
they're
not a patriot.
I am
an... If you don't like this country, you should get the fuck out.
I am an unpatriotic son of a bitch commie, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Obviously, I am. But no, the article that we're reading right now is on foxnews.com, by the way. You can just search for this, Tennessee police, you know, all that stuff. But the article makes it explicit that there is no law against riding your bike, about kids riding their bikes unsupervised. That this is purely a whim of the police, and that they are looking to cause trouble for this mother and for this child. That is a very dangerous precedent, and one I do not believe you would have seen 25, 30, 50 years ago. Maybe not even 20.
If you go 50 years ago, even 60 years ago, you'd see people, like kids walking around with BB guns and even like 22s around the street, and no one would say a thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this is the expansion of the nanny state. It's unnerving in some respects. It's not a good thing. But it's just something that will keep continuing until Americans wake up and they see that their civil liberties... This is a civil liberty issue, more than anything else. Do you have the freedom to let your kid ride his or her bike? Or are you going to be told by some faceless, nameless law entity that, no, you can't do that? Why? Because I say so.
Yeah, this 1 mile thing just pissed me off.
Exactly
1 mile away from my home. And I've walked to school, I've walked from school, from detentions, from anything. Because, hey, my mom doesn't have a car. and hey, I can 1 mile is a pittance. You can it's very easy to walk.
Absolutely, and on a bike, it's a blink of an eye. Not necessarily a blink of an eye, I guess, but it's quite quick.
Depending on road conditions, probably yeah. Even 5 to 10 minutes.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, wait a second, Jesus! How long does it take you to walk a mile? I mean, a 10 minute mile it involves very little jogging, and you can walk a mile briskly around 12 to 13 minutes. So you could easily cut that in half by using a bike, road conditions and traffic permitting.
Yeah, that was my reason, because there's several places where there's heavy traffic, or yeah. Somewhat heavy traffic where I live, so.
In that case, it might have made more sense for you even to walk. But anyway, we're kind of getting off the subject again. Americans need to wake up and smell the roses. They're civil liberties, our civil liberties, are being eroded, case by case, story by story, person by person. This is all precedent setting. Once one of these things is allowed to go, uncontested, then that is on the law books, that is in the ether, that is in the national or at least local mindset, and it is more easy for these types of things to happen in the future. People need to stand up and say, oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to tell me how I'm going to raise my kid. Or you're not going to tell me what to eat. You're not going to tell me what to wear. What?
It's already being done.
I know. It is already being done. And that's why it's so concerning. People need to we need to wake up and we need to stop this. Because we are going to suddenly... Americans are going to wake up in 30 years.
30?
And not...
That's a bit conservative there. I'm saying, or maybe liberal, I'd be saying probably the next 100 years.
I think you have that backwards. But okay, fine. Well, I'm thinking about people that could be listening right now. I want people to actually be able to think of themselves in this point of view. So maybe wake up in the next 10, 20 years and look around and think, what happened? What happened? This is not the America that I knew, and yet this is the America that we're going towards. This nanny state, this big brother, statist culture. That you have no individuality, you have no rights over your own life and those of your kids, and that the only authority in your life is the government. This is the ultimate endpoint, and this is just another example of another brick laid in that long, torturous road.
See, you are slightly optimistic. I'm very not optimistic. I'm pessimistic in this whole case. The sheeple in this country will never wake up. If they do wake up, it'll be way, way too late. There'll be another, a Winston Smith writing in his little diary. Down
yeah.
With Big Brother. Down with Big Brother.
Yeah.
And then he is taken to room, 101?
That's right. And he was shown the rats. Or his, his deepest fears, to make it more generalized. All right, so we don't want to go too long on this. We're kind of repeating ourselves now. So, now that you gave us this totally uplifting story, I think we can kind of call it a day now. So, if we haven't depressed you enough, please give your money away. But in this case, it's for a good cause. It is for people that will try to keep a future like the ones we've been talking about for the past 2 minutes from happening. Give it to John and Adam. If you liked this show, if you like any of the shows on the No Agenda stream, or if you like No Agenda itself, please, please, please donate to John and Adam. They really need your money, and it helps keeps the tubes lubed. So, go to Dvorak.org/NA or noagendanation.com to donate. And if you have any thoughts, any criticisms of ChemSlave, any feedback, please don't hesitate to email us.
Craig, you're being very negative. What did I do to you?
I'm just joking. If you have any criticisms of ChemSlave or any
Jones.
Or any thoughts of me, yes, any or me, please email us. Our email address is feedback at it's feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. I'll say it again, feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. And that all being said, I will talk to you on Friday, ChemSlave. Have a good week.
Sayonara.